message.
Today is Election Day here in the United States. Finally! And there is no better time to talk about freedom and the responsibility that comes with it. Freedom is something that most of us say that we value deeply. We want the freedom to make our own choices, to pursue our dreams, to express ourselves openly. But true freedom for everyone, that takes work. It requires that each of us take 100% responsibility for creating an atmosphere and a world where freedom, even when it's uncomfortable, is available to all of us. And that's the thing. Freedom isn't always easy. It's not always comfortable. It can be challenging because real freedom means allowing space for voices, beliefs, and choices that might differ from our own. It means that sometimes feeling uncomfortable, even frustrated, by the diversity of perspectives and experiences around us. But that's also what makes it so powerful. Freedom does not mean that we are all the same. It means we have the right to be different. And for that freedom to thrive, we each have to do our part. And one of the most direct ways we can honor that responsibility, especially today on Election Day, is by actively participating in the election process. And it begins with voting. Our vote is our voice, a way to stand up for the kind of world we want to live in, the values we want to see represented, and the freedoms that we believe in. By showing up to vote, we are saying, I'm here. I care about the future of my community, my country, and the lives of other people around me. But it's not just about casting a ballot. It's about being informed, vetting information, doing the work to understand the issues, and discerning facts from fiction. In this age of endless headlines and viral social media, misinformation is everywhere. And when we spread unverified claims or rely on rumors, we're not contributing to freedom. We're adding to the confusion and distrust that limits it. So it's on us to be discerning, to seek out reliable sources, to question and to verify. When we make informed choices, we're making sure that our voices are as strong and accurate as they can be. And then, once we've done our own part, there's one more step. Let's encourage other people to do the same. Let's talk about the importance of voting, not just as an individual act, but as a collective one. A single vote might seem small, but each of those votes, each person who shows up, is part of a larger movement toward the kind of society that we want to build. Today is about more than electing leaders. It's about taking responsibility for our role in democracy. Freedom is fragile. God knows we've learned that. It needs active stewardship, respect, and commitment. By voting, vetting information, and encouraging others to participate, we are helping to create a world where freedom, in all its complexity and discomfort, can thrive for everyone. So today, I hope that you will join me in turning the page and voting for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Because if we want democracy to thrive in the United States, today, that is the only choice.